It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
Even the most euphemistic terms we have for the room where the toilet is can sometimes feel not quite euphemistic enough.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rena Miller, and joining us for our Sunday morning word brunch is Ann Curzan. She's a University of Michigan professor who knows more than just a little about linguistics. Hey, Ann, everybody's got to go, but where we do that private function has lots of different names, doesn't it? Go for it.
So we've got privy, lavatory, restroom, bathroom, water closet, which you can call a WC, the toilet, the john, all these possibilities for what you could call this room.
What did it start out as?
The oldest of the terms I just listed is privy. And that one comes into English from Anglo-Norman French. And we've got evidence for it in English as early as the 13th century. It is related to privy in the sense of what you're privy to in terms of specialized or confidential information. And it refers to private. And
yes.
So you can imagine how it comes to refer to the place where the toilet is.
Yeah. And how has that evolved then from the privy to some of these other really wonderful names that we give the toilet?
Then you get the lavatory. That first shows up in English in the 14th century, coming in from Latin. And originally it meant a vessel for washing. From there, it comes to refer to the ritual washing of a celebrant's hands in the Christian church. And from there, we get the meaning of the place where you would have an apparatus for washing your hands and perhaps also a toilet.
And toilet actually came from French. It is French. But didn't it also come from the toilette? A woman would perform her toilette, which meant getting pretty, right?
Exactly. And it meant that for a really long time, the modern meaning of toilet for the apparatus in a bathroom is a U.S. phenomenon, goes back to the late 19th century. But yes, yeah, so toilet, when it comes into English from French, meant both the dressing table where a woman might get ready, or that kit for making yourself look beautiful, for doing your hair, your makeup. From there, it comes to refer to the dressing room where you might do that, and then we get the bathroom as well as the actual apparatus.
Well, water closet, that's not something that we hear here in the States very much, but water closet in Europe, WC as it's called, that's been around a long time, hasn't it?
Water closet, the compound, goes back to mid-18th century. And by the early 19th, we've got that abbreviation WC, which is nicely euphemistic, although water closet is pretty euphemistic itself, but perhaps not as euphemistic as the rest room, because, of course, we're not actually resting in the restroom, but historically, people did actually rest in the restroom. And then later it came to refer to what we now think of as a bathroom.
All right. And I love this topic. It's probably one of my favorites, and you do it so well. Thanks so much.
Such a fun way to spend a Sunday morning.